from WJCT in Jacksonville, you're listening to a weekly podcast called Redux. I'm Michelle Corum, and let's get you caught up on the week's news. Duval County is joining other Florida school districts, saying a state education law is unconstitutional.
Several board members talked directly with legislators, and it didn't do any good.
The Jacks Chamber cares what Confederate monument is where.
In terms of image that a city has in attracting high-skilled companies and high-skilled employees to come to Jacksonville.
And it may be half-price gowns for brides left in the lurch.
So consequently, we decided to hold the liquidation sale.
These stories just ahead on Redux. The Duval County School Board has voted to join 10 other Florida districts in suing to block a new state education law. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the districts say the law takes away local power.
The nearly 300-page law went into effect July 1st. According to Jacksonville City lawyers, it could be unconstitutional for several reasons. For one, by infringing on the district's right to operate, control, and supervise public schools. One example, the law takes away its ability to negotiate charter school contracts, instead requiring a standard state contract. The school board agreed to fight the law by a 4-2 vote. Yes vote, Warren Jones says the board exhausted all other options.
Board members sent a bus to Tallahassee. Several board members talked directly with legislators, and it didn't do any good.
The no votes were Ashley Smith-Juarez and Scott Shine. Shine says the law, House Bill 7069, is problematic, but he doesn't think suing will work, and it could hurt relations with legislators, he says.
I think the most important thing is that we get our funding levels back up to where they were historically, and then the rest of the issues in 7069, we can work those out as time goes forward.
The board's vote also caps legal costs at $25,000 unless it approves more later on. Full expenses of the lawsuit are estimated to be about $400,000 spread among districts based on size. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.
House Speaker Richard Corcoran is slamming Florida school districts, including Duval County. Corcoran calls the lawsuit a waste of money.
One, you have a group of counties who are paying over $500 to $1,000, who knows, an hour, to an outside of the state of Florida law firm, not even Floridians, to file a lawsuit against a bill that says we're not going to let our school children, no longer parents, do you have to worry about dropping off your child to a failing school. That's not going to happen. And now we're getting sued.
The Duval County School Board has committed to funding the suit with non-public money. With an initial cap on legal costs of $25,000, the nearly one dozen school districts that have signed on to the lawsuit are being represented by a firm out of Chicago. The Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce is among the chorus of voices calling for the city's Confederate monuments to be inventoried. In this business brief, Modern City's co-founder Ennis Davis explains to WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo the business case for better understanding the city's past.
Ennis, the Jacksonville Chamber being a business lobbying organization, essentially, what interest could they possibly have in this issue?
Well, there's certainly an economic interest in terms of image that a city has in attracting high-skilled companies and high-skilled employees to come to Jacksonville. So that's definitely very important in terms of business. Another reason that you want to look into understanding the context and history behind why certain memorials were established is because your history can also get lost over time. This whole debate is pretty controversial because periods in time, whether it was through black codes or situations where certain segments of society were marginalized from participating in political decisions, led to the creation of monuments or memorials that may not be representative of that community's actual true past.
Talking about the Jim Crow era.
Yes. Right? One of the examples of that would be, most people don't realize that during the 1890s that Jacksonville was a majority African-American town. Part of that was due to it being a port city. And during the Reconstruction era, many former slaves relocated to this particular area because there were jobs with the railroad or the port. So the reason that you want to get this inventory is you want to find out what your true past is. And if you can discover what that true past is, you then have the opportunity to economically market and advance your future. So for example, Savannah, Charleston, St. Augustine, and even San Francisco have identified what their past is, and they've used that to economically enhance their futures.
That was Modern Cities co-founder Ennis Davis talking to WJCT's Jessica Palumbo.
Hi, this is John Maycumber from String Theory, and this Friday night at 11 p.m. here on WJCT, we've got a very special all-star edition of String Theory just for you. It's artists you know and love, every single track all hour long. We'll be spotlighting great music from Ray Davies of the Kinks, Delbert McClinton, Keb Moe, Bonnie Raitt, Anita Franco, and yeah, even those four guys from Liverpool, the Beatles. You'll hear them too this Friday night at 11 p.m. on our all-star edition of String Theory. It's one full hour of the very best of modern acoustic and Americana music. This at every Friday night at 11 p.m. right here on 89.9 WJCT and WJCT.org. Strum along, sing along, or just kick back and listen. But make sure you join us for String Theory this Friday night at 11 p.m. on 89.9 WJCT and WJCT.org. Your community, your world.
You may recall in July a sudden bankruptcy of dress chain Alfred Angelo. Well, the Angelo chain turned out the lights, locked the doors of its 60 U.S. stores, leaving behind thousands of dresses and a trail of panicked brides. Well, those brides may get their gowns, after all, at a discount. Ted Johnson is the landlord that owns the building where the former store operated in Arlington. He says the idea for a 10-day clearance sale came from Alfred Angelo's former employees.
They indicated there were a lot of people that got sort of hung out there, so consequently we decided to hold the liquidation sale.
Johnson says the money from the liquidation sale is going to help him recoup his losses from their abrupt departure.
They left owing several months of rent, and of course they broke their lease, so no, there's a big hole to fill.
There's up to a 50% discount on wedding gowns, while bridesmaids' dresses are under $100. The cash-only Alfred Angelo clearance sale runs through Labor Day. I'm Michelle Corum. You've been listening to Redux. Thanks for joining me here on our start to September. We leave you now with some nice acoustic music. This is called Run. Jacksonville singer and songwriter Jenny Reed has a new album called Radio Silence. Here she is on First Coast Connect. If you want to find her music, you can go to jennyreedmusic.com.
Run, you can run, baby, yeah, ooh, run. Run, baby, yeah, ooh. Made your choice, and now I have to live with it. You get mad and add me to the list of the girls who wouldn't put up with it. Run, you can run, baby, yeah, ooh. Run, you can run, baby, yeah, ooh. Maybe I'll lose some sleep tonight. But who needs sleep when it's chasing me when I'm back on my feet? Run, run, baby, yeah, ooh, run. So just run. baby, run, 'cause I won't be chasing you.